Hello everyone, and trust all of you are having an excellent time. So today I'm back with yet another piece to heal your soul. We often see ourselves from the eyes of others and try to be what others want us to be, but we don't realize that God created us all different and for a purpose. And we are meant to be that way. No one can compete with us in being what we actually are or can be. So today, through this classic piece by Dr. Pramod Pathak, let's understand why it's important to be ourselves and once again provide a healing touch to our souls. Be your real self. For most of us, the biggest difficulty in life is to be our real self. Philosophically speaking, the objective of life is to realize ourselves. This is what motivational theory terms as the highest goal of life, the need for self-actualization. But how can we really self-actualize if we don't attempt to realize self? Can we really be what we purport to be if we are not our real self? In this world, most of us live our lives for public consumption. That is, we create a facade around ourselves. Thus, we try to be not what we are, but what we ought to be. We are so obsessed with the self-image that we crucify the self. Others' approval, others' rating, and others' evaluation. These are our biggest concerns. It is the others who dictate terms of our lives. This creates a schizophrenic personality, and we suffer from various types of delusions. It is important to realize that we need to be real. It is always better to be a first-rate version of one's own self rather than a second-rate version of someone else. But in order to be one's real self, one needs spiritual strength. Many of us live to hide our true selves and spend the entire lifetime wearing a social mask rather than presenting our true selves in the true color of humanity. We carefully work to sculpt an image of a person we think the society wants us to be. We say the things other people want us to say, wear the dresses other people want us to wear, and do the things other people want us to do. We don't live what we have been destined to live, thus ending up living the lives of other people. And in doing so, we subject ourselves to a slow death. Remember, death is only one of the ways of dying. If we really want to live a full life and enjoy it, we must live life the way the heart tells us to live. We need to wear our heart on our sleeves. This is the way to self-actualization, the way to live completely in the moment and enjoy every single moment of life, which is the greatest gift of God. This is the way life was intended to be lived, but we fail to realize this important truth. In fact, in a way, most of us have become like domesticated animals, good at keeping up appearances and living the way others expect us to live. We need to live our life like our true self, This means being real and listening to our inner voice. This is the difference between living and surviving. This, in fact, is the difference between hell and heaven. To be in hell is to drift or survive, whereas to be in heaven is to steer or live. The former condition is similar to putting a cork in a bowl of water and the water has been vigorously stirred. The cork simply drifts. But when you put a fish in the same bowl, the fish steers. Human life is a gift not to be drifted away. It is to be lived. This is the biggest choice that has to be made. But most of us make the mistake of choosing the easy way out, that is, to drift. While to steer, you need to make sincere and strong efforts. But to drift, you need no efforts at all. Wisdom lies in making the right choice. The question here is how to do it. The first step is to control the mind. When the mind is under control, it can be used to your advantage. It must be trained to be at rest and listen to the heart. When the heart controls the mind, you are real. When the mind controls the heart, you are surreal. When the dust is on the face, wiping the mirror is of little help. So I hope you like this piece today, and till the time we will try to be our real self, love ourselves and know ourselves. Take care and have a very nice day.